Hey, Representative William Davis is with us. You didn't think you were going to follow that, did you?
Yeah, it's a tough act to follow, no question.
That's your Chicago guy. So we talked to somebody yesterday, one of the residents down there, somebody who serves on the board, and they felt that they were representing people who were not in support of a third airport. And I know you are in support of a third airport. Where does it stand now, and how likely is it that Moni's going to see this happen?
Well, simply put, the bill was passed off the House floor yesterday and is now moved over to the Senate, where we hope it will do the same thing and be sent to the governor's desk, and hopefully the governor will sign it.
Steve and other people have said they've been hearing about a possible airport in that area for over 30 years.
Probably 40, actually.
Yeah. Is there opposition, and do people feel their voices have been heard?
Well, considering this has been around for 40 years, presumably you've had enough time to hear opposition, and there has been some over the years, some of the oppositions that people just don't like change. They think that we're taking valuable farmland, a number of things, but the state has been buying this land for several years, and out of 5,000 acres, the state owns 4,500 of the acres. So there was always an intent to do something on this piece of land for the last 40 years, or not 40, but for the last several years at the very
and will it be mostly
at the very least
a cargo airport or passengers as well?
No, cargo airport. At one point, the thought was for it to be a passenger airport. But, you know, with strong opposition from Midway and O'Hare in the city of Chicago, the thought was, well, why don't we pivot a little bit and consider a cargo airport? And particularly with the proliferation of logistics centers and logistics sites all throughout the south and southwest suburbs and in Will County, northern Will County, it certainly makes the best sense, so that if nothing else, when these planes land with cargo from Amazon and other places that we want, those trucks have shorter distances to get those products in order to be able to deliver them to us.
And this goes through how long before it comes to fruition?
Well, I mean, it's still several years away, even to the extent in which we find a developer, which is what the legislation is about. Finding a developer that will build the airport, I think there are still some other federal aviation hoops that have to be jumped through. At one point, we had done a number of the environmental impact studies. And when you don't move and actually building the project afterwards, at some point, those studies have to be updated. And we are at the point in which those studies have to be updated. We've never gotten an indication from the FAA that having this airport in operation was too much for the skies around the Chicago region. They've never said that. So I think the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, supports generally, and these are my words, the idea of having a third major airport in the Chicagoland area.
And that's interesting because a lot of people identify the Rockford Airport, which is an international airport and does have passengers as well, as the third airport.
Well, maybe those people in Rockford call it the third airport. I've never done so. I've never been to the Rockford Airport. It would not make any sense for me to try to fly a passenger airline out of the Rockford Airport. And so, again, we don't think that what we're trying to do in the south suburbs is in any way competing with the Rockford Airport, if you will.
Representative, if O'Hare and Midway and the city opposed earlier ideas about it, even if this is just freight, O'Hare and Midway and the city, you know, have a lot of freight business at the two city airports. What makes you think that they would be any more likely to go for this one?
Well, in our business, there's for, against, or neutral. And neutral is actually a good position. So what we're attempting to do is to make sure that they're neutral. Again, we're not trying to infringe, particularly on the passenger work that they do, because this will not be a passenger airline. The freight business is growing exponentially. Even at some point, O'Hare or Midway won't be able to handle the freight business that's coming in, because their terminals are mostly passenger. So they won't be able to handle any of the additional freight airlines that are coming in. So, again, we need to be thinking forward about what's coming relative to freight and logistics, and planning this third airport in the Southland is the right thing to do.
That is Representative William Davis about the third airport in Chicago. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your input.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Are saying, well, what about the Gary Airport? What about the Rockford area airport? Will there be a new expressway to Indiana built south of I-80? There's so many questions when it comes to these type of topics, but we wanted to see where he stood and where that stands right now. Hey, coming up after 3 o'clock, Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull and analyst for NBC Sports Chicago, joins us. And then details about another person who died that is somehow connected to the Murdochs in South Carolina and why they're exhuming that teenager's body. Crazy stuff that's on the way after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago.